Well, hey guys, so this, well, first off, how you guys doing? Hope you're doing great, because I'm doing wonderful. This week was a pretty good week. It was pretty, really super fast. I don't really remember exactly what we did, like always, but I remember that it was good, so that's good. So let's see, where to begin? So last Monday, our P-Day was just pretty chill. We didn't really do anything too exciting. Kind of like today. But whatever, we went and played some soccer. And yeah. Then, let's see, Tuesday we had our zone conference. Not zone conference. Our zone council or something. I don't know, it was good. But we just kind of talked about how we can work better as a zone and just things that we can work on. We're trying to, like, just find people and just, like, find a ton of people by just, like, going on the street and just knocking, like, every door on the whole street and, like, asking for references. And so it's good. It's working pretty well. Like, we're able to find people in our area, so that's always really good. But, yeah, so let's see, with investigators, so Jonathan, he's progressing. He has a date for Sunday, this coming Sunday. So I hope that, you know, we're hoping that he comes, because his parents are, like, saying that he's not prepared and, like, all this stuff, and they're just kind of being stupid, because they're less active. It's a less active family, and, like, the son, he's 19, and he's, like, he's excited to get baptized. Like, he wants to get baptized because, like, he wants to change his life. Like, maybe he wasn't perfect before, but, like I said, like, he wants to change. But his family's like, no, like, he needs to change a lot before he can get baptized. Like, he can't mess around with baptism. Like, baptism's important. Like, he needs to be completely ready to do it, even though we had an interview already and he passed it. So, I don't know. We're going to see what happens. But, yeah, so he's a stud, so I'm excited for that. Then, let's see, what else? Then we have there. And then Martha, so we kind of had some bad news with Martha. So Martha, she's the lady that came to our open house at the church. That was, like, super awesome. Apparently the others, I was on an intercambio. I went to Solano with other Guzman, and so they said that apparently during the intercambio they went past Marta, and apparently her family, like, had told her stuff about, like, tithing and just kind of, like, told her a bunch of stuff that, like, were just kind of, like, not cool about the church. So then apparently now she doesn't want us to come by anymore. So that kind of stinks, because she was, like, super awesome. And then also, like, on Sunday, Jonathan was going to come to church, but apparently, like, something came up, and so he wasn't able to go to church. So we're going to have to see what happened, because, yeah. Just more than anything, pray that his family can just, like, figure out what's going on, like, why they don't think that he's ready. Just, like, just pray that the family will soften their hearts, because, yeah, they need to. But yeah, so then, what else? I don't really know. We went past a family that was super awesome. It's the uncle of Jonathan. They live, like, on the far side of our area, and we went past them, and they're super cool. So the dad is a member, but he's, like, not active at all, and he hasn't gone to church for, like, a really long time. Then his wife and two kids aren't members, and we went past and we shared the restoration with them, and, like, it was a cool lesson. And so, like, the hermano said that, like, he wants his family to get baptized so that they can have the blessings that he had when he was going to the church, that, like, they can feel the happiness that comes from, like, keeping the commandments and all this stuff. So it was really cool. It was actually a really cool, really cool lesson. I'm super excited. But other than that, like, we just have kept looking for people. We went past this one lady. She's funny. Her name is Marta as well. But she's, like, the first time we went past, I was with other Bills because we were, like, on, like, some, like, we were doing the Capisce Abierta, so we, like, switched companions just for, like, that little bit. And so we went past her, and, like, she just, like, she's kind of crazy. Like, I think she has, like, super, like, ADD or something, because she goes from, like, one topic to the next, like, super fast, and, like, it's super hard to, like, keep up. And, but no, she's super cool. So then we're talking for a second, and then she, like, looks over me, and she's like, you are going to study medicine, aren't you? And I was like, what? Yeah, like, how do you know? She's like, yeah, no, I can just tell, like, you're quick, like, you think quick, and, like, and then she's like, and you want to study, like, something with computers or something. He's like, yeah, I do. And he's like, and probably, like, architecture. And that's, like, exactly what other Bills wants to do. It was, like, crazy. It was, like, she guessed it, like, exactly. But then we went past her house then again on Saturday night. And she's, like, studying English. So, like, we knock on her door, and she's like, here, come in here. I need help for, like, my project or whatever that I have to turn in. And I was like, okay. So we go in, we, like, help her with her project. And then she, like, pulls out her Book of Mormon and stuff, and she's like, here, let's talk about this now. And then we, like, shared lesson, like, a little bit about the Book of Mormon and, like, the importance, because we didn't have a lot of time. We had to go back to the bench because it was already, like, pretty late. So we were just like, yeah, here, like, we'll leave you this verse, and then the next time we'll pass by, and we'll like, talk more about it and stuff. And she's like, sweet, yeah, I'm excited. And it's, like, she's super cool, so I'm excited about that, too. And let's see, what else happened? Let's see, and Sunday. So Sunday was good. We had ward council meeting, which was good, but apparently there's, like, a big problem in our ward because, like, there's, like, 110 people that come to church every Sunday, and there's only, like, in the entire month, last month, there's only 9 members that went and visited, like, did family or visiting teaching or home teaching. So yeah, the bishop's trying to work on that. And so yeah, that was fun. There's just, like, a ton of, like, less actives here in the ward, and so we're trying to find a good mission plan for the ward so that we can get some stuff done. But we set up that we're going to do a family home evening for the ward, which will be cool. I'm excited. It should be a good activity. Because in all of the other wards when I've done it, it's, like, always turned out pretty good. So I'm hoping that it works again. Let's see. What else? Man. I know there's, like, a ton of stuff that happens, but I just, like, don't remember it. I don't know. Crazy, next week is Mother's Day, so that's exciting. I don't really know how we're going to do it, but we'll figure something out. let's see, what else, man? Huh. Well, I don't know what I was going to say, but I don't have a lot of time either because we got to go to the Seaver, so I guess I'll share the scripture that I read that was really good scripture. We read it this morning, or actually last night. It's in Moroni 7, and it's verses 40 to 48, and I really like this scripture. So it says, y además, amados hermanos míos, quisiera hablaros concerniente a la esperanza. ¿Cómo podréis lograr la fe a menos que tengáis esperanza? ¿Y qué es lo que habéis de esperar? He aquí, os digo que debéis tener esperanza, por medio de la expiación de Cristo y el poder de su resurrección, en que seréis resucitados a vida eterna, y esto para que, por causa de vuestra fe en Él, de acuerdo con la promesa, de manera que si un hombre tiene fe, es necesario que tenga esperanza, porque sin fe no puede haber esperanza. Y además, he aquí os digo, que el hombre que no, el hombre no puede tener ni fe ni esperanza, a menos que sea manso, humilde de corazón, porque si no, su fe y su esperanza son vanas, porque nadie es aceptable a Dios sino los mansos y humildes de corazón. Y si un hombre es manso y humilde de corazón y confiesa por el poder del Espíritu Santo que Jesús es el Cristo, es menester que tenga caridad, porque no tienen caridad, no es nada. Por tanto, es necesario que tenga caridad, y la caridad es sufrida y es benigna. Y no tiene envidia, ni se envanece, no busca lo suyo, no se irrita fácilmente, no piensa en mal, no se regocija en la iniquidad, sino se regocija en la verdad. Todo lo sufre, todo lo cree, todo lo espera, todo lo soporta. Por tanto, amados hermanos míos, si no tenéis caridad, no sois nada, porque la caridad nunca deja de ser. Alegaos, pues, a la caridad, que es la mayor de todo, porque todas las cosas han de perecer, pero la caridad es el amor puro de Cristo, permanece para siempre, y quien la posea en el poder postrer día le irá bien. Por consiguiente, amados hermanos míos, pedid al Padre con toda la energía de vuestros corazones, y seáis llenos de este amor que Él ha otorgado a todos los que son discípulos verdaderos del Hijo de Jesucristo, para que lleguéis a ser hombres de Dios, para que cuando Él aparezca, seamos semejantes a Él, porque lo veremos tal como es, para que tengamos esta esperanza, para que seamos purificados así como Él es puro. Amén. And I just really like the scripture because it talks a lot about charity and the pure love of Christ and like how if we don't have charity, then we're nothing. And if we don't have charity, we also don't have faith. Because it's impossible that we have charity without having faith, and it's impossible to have faith without charity. So that's a cool scripture, and I just liked how it says, like, to not be so fast to, I don't know, it says to, like, not easily annoyed or, like, easily irritated. I don't know how it says it in English, but, like, that part is kind of cool. Like, I've seen sometimes in my life that, like, things will, like, bug me, like, quickly, and I'll just be fast to, like, react and, like, get mad, you know? But really, we need to be the opposite. We need to just say, be humble and realize that, like, we're not perfect and nobody else is perfect. So we have to be patient with the things that happen. And so that's my invitation for you guys this week, is that you guys can go and read that scripture and ponder in a way that you can apply it in your life, whether it be try to not be so easily provoked, or maybe have more charity, look for ways to help other people and serve other people, or maybe have more faith by showing your charity, by doing acts of kindness. But I know you guys will receive blessings by putting in practice what that scripture says. I love you guys tons. I hope you have a great week. I'm excited to talk with you guys on Sunday. Other than that, I don't really have anything else to say. So I love you guys. Have a great week. Bye.